Hello and welcome to ABW Radio Live. I'm your host, Chris, and I'm quite sick, so this isn't going to be a vintage show, I've got to be honest with you.
You don't mean sick as in the cool kid, like sick, do you? As in you're wicked and
No.
shit. I mean, you've
Sick?
actually got the AIDS.
Not with the kids. No, I am genuinely
You got AIDS from
ill.
kids?
Oh, for God's sake. Anyway, ABW Radio, home and away, win or lose, your place for Arsenal views.
I like
So,
that.
I know, I came up with it all
You
myself,
did.
Danny. I was alone, naked, rocking back and forth when I came up with that.
You've shown us the
It was a
crayon drawings, so we know you did it.
beautiful moment, I've got to be honest. Danny, could you put the link to the chat box into the thing, because I can't see it currently. And
I'll give it a go.
you've been so lazy, you haven't even done a tweet, have you? Oh, yes, you have. Sorry, I've got it. I've got the tweet here. Organised as always. I suppose I should introduce you, really.
Yes.
Danny's here. Hi, Danny.
Oh, hello. I've got to make sure I get these things
Hi.
the right way around. There you go. I keep thinking we're using Skype and we're not. Oh, there it is.
It's
It's this
it's all
one.
good.
Yeah.
Professional
Professional
I've got it now. I've got it
as
now. I've also got Carl with me. Evening, Carl.
Hello.
Thank you both for rocking and rolling with me here tonight. I'm going to let you guys carry the show quite heavily tonight, not going to lie. Right then, so victory, nice, 4-0. I've seen precisely nothing of the game,
Don't do
which is always good.
streams.
Well, I don't do streams because streams are for, yeah, people that are not
Who
very
want to
cool.
watch
Well,
the
no, I don't like streaming. It's always, it's like somebody's throw a goal. It's like,
No, it's perfect. What if you didn't have a
bet here,
wanky
bet here,
computer?
bet here.
And there was none of that
Tits,
nonsense.
bet
It's
here,
perfect, the
wank
whole
that,
game. Apart from that, I missed the Ox goal
bollocks.
because the stream died, but they showed it on Sky Sports.
Oh, what did you just say there? I missed the Ox goal because the stream died. And that, ladies
Yeah,
and gentlemen,
on
proves my
91
point.
minutes. Maybe they shut it down. I don't know. I didn't
Yeah,
invent
but they
the
still
internet.
shut it down.
The
Well,
people
you
at the
should
top of
have. Get
Big
on
Ben
it.
invented the internet. The
Sort it
elders of
out
the
right now.
internet. So, the game,
Yeah.
yeah?
Yes, please. Thanks, Carl. Your new host is Carl from now on. Right, yes, the game. So 4-0 victory in the cup that, let's be honest, nobody really gives a monkeys about. It's the one time of the year, or the one game of the year, where Arsenal fans just sort of sit quietly and go, oh yeah, that was on, that was a thing. Oh well, whatever. Until the sort of semi-final or quarter-final stage, we don't give a monkeys, do we? But a 4-0 win. You obviously streamed the game, so
Yes, like a pro.
what did you think of the performance then?
Yes.
And indeed the away kit, because we like the away kit, don't we?
Did? Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do like the away kit. It's typical that my washing machine
Yeah.
that I put on when I got up at about 6 o'clock has just started to go into spin cycle. So if I shout, shut up, it will not. Do you want to know what I thought of the game?
That is the question, yes.
It's all right. Yeah, quite liked it. I was very happy to see Martinez in goal because I think he's a goalkeeper for the future. Last season he was on loan at Wolves, started as their number one, and then about halfway through the season got injured and then never really reclaimed his place. Hasn't gone back out on loan. The loan cut-off date is now gone until January, so all the players who are there now are going to be at the club until at least January. So it's nice to see him play. I think he did all right. He wasn't really tested that much. Rob Holding was yeah, it was good. Yeah, nice to see him get in a game because he must be feeling a little bit sad because he started the season off as the first choice Sam pairing and now he's not. Ashley Maitland-Niles, he played at conservative.
Conservative.
He played at right back. Apparently, according to George Bird, who is the oracle when it comes to all things Arsenal youth, he's only ever played twice at right back, but has been training at right back. I don't know if that was recently or whether that was in the past. What else was I just looking at the lineup? Gabriel. I thought Gabriel had a very quiet game. He didn't really get into it. And he got hurt again. I thought, oh, here we go. He's gonna pull another injury, but it's right. Gibbs getting the captaincy was a nice move by Wenger. He had a solid game attacking a lot down the left-hand side. I think we did lots of attacking down the sides. At one point, I saw Elneny attacking down the right-hand side, which was quite odd. But I think we did most of our attacking down the left-hand side with Gibbs, the Jeff, and Akpom. Did I say
Akpom.
Akpom.
How dare you?
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, so it's nice seeing all them lot do it. The Ox, that was the only sticking point in the game. I'm sure you're going to come to that later. Yeah, he doesn't play with much sense, does he? I've got the ball, running, going to pass it. There's no one there. I'm going to run. Just do that the entire game. But he got a goal and he's still one of my favourite players at the club, so I forgive him all of that lot. And Xhaka, oh, what a player. I was just commentating to myself in my head when he was doing that. I went, oh, Xhaka's having a really good game. He did one pass from probably the outside or the left-hand side of our penalty area, just a little bit out of there, all the way over to the right-hand side of the pitch. And I remember thinking, wow, now that is a pass and a half. The bloke is 23. What a future he's got at our club, because no German team are going to steal him because he isn't going back there. And hopefully he will never go to Spain or Italy. So imagine if we have him at the club for the next decade. Future captain, because he was a Borussia Mönchengladbach captain. And the first thing that John put in the WhatsApp group, told you he wasn't a DM. And I'm very happy for Lucas to get a couple of goals as well.
The reason he's not a DM is because the term DM is a completely pointless and stupid term.
How do you find that, though?
Holding midfielder.
Someone who can tackle who's a midfielder is DM, I suppose.
Yeah, exactly. I just have this real issue with the term DM.
It's easy, isn't it? The only position that you are what you're given is a GK, a goalie, because that's all they do is a goalie. Every other position is fluid. I'll shut up now.
Somebody said on a podcast I was listening to the other night that they think the next evolution of football is that every player will be able to play every position. Like your right back will be able to play as a forward will be able to play as a holding midfielder.
What podcast was that? Because I listened to three this afternoon.
For memory, I think it was on the Times.
Yeah, because Marcotti wasn't there, and I preferred when he isn't there.
I like Gab, but yeah, it was a good.
I remember that point.
I think they were talking about Klopp, weren't they? About how he's changed Adam Lallana.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's going to change the whole everybody at Liverpool. He's on about Lallana, weren't they? He can play in every position.
Yes, exactly that.
That's what it was.
Everything rude, rude, everything. Yeah. Carl, well, let's get your thoughts before I waffle on forever. What did you think of the lineup? Because Maitland-Niles at right back was an interesting one. Arsene Wenger continuing his trend of turning sort of wide men into full backs all the other way around. And I called Martinez and go, I thought he'd get this game, and I was glad he got the game because Ospina's clearly going to be our European keeper. So good to see him. But yeah, what did you make of the lineup and how we played?
I didn't think Martinez was going to start, actually. I thought Ospina was going to start. Because for me, if Ospina's only going to be our Champions League keeper, that means he's only going to play 8 games this season, because we're getting knocked out of the first round of 16, aren't we? So I thought Ospina might come in, just because he's only played one game this season. I thought, okay, he's going to sort of continue the trend. Not saying that Martinez shouldn't have played, but I just thought that it would be better if Ospina did. But, he did well. Maitland-Niles, I didn't get that a right-back. He's not a right-back. And I said it in the WhatsApp group, how long has he been a right-back for? I don't understand why Arsene Wenger refuses to play people in their proper positions. But, again, he had a good game. I didn't think he sort of did anything wrong. Holding and Gabriel, centre-backs, I thought was quite solid. Gabriel had a few hiccups, but apart from that, brilliant. Gibbs coming in was always going to happen no matter what, because Monreal was never going to play. The two centre mids I thought played okay. I thought Xhaka played very good, but I thought Onene had a quieter game. I didn't think he played, he didn't set any trees alight.
I had him down for first goal scorer.
No, I thought he played a quiet game today.
I'm agreeing with you. I'm just quite shocked. It ruined my points.
quite a game. Chamberlain had a very poor game today. Really poor game, I think. He got his goal, and everyone will talk about that. But brilliantly got his goal. But I just thought today he had a really poor game. His ball retention is really bad. For a professional footballer, his ball retention is just ridiculous. That would be bad. And Lucas up front, two goals brilliantly. I'm glad he got his two goals, because this now will sort of get people off his back. People saying, oh, he's shit. This will get people off his back. He's got two goals. He will settle down himself as well. And that's a really good thing.
I think it's, as you say, with the Ox side of things, as you say, from what the reports I got, wasn't a brilliant performance today. But you wonder if that goal might just sort of help him in the long run. How much a little thing like that can change the confidence of a player. I hope so. I hope so, because he's clearly one of Arsene Wenger's favourites. So let's
good goal
hope.
Too. It was almost one-on-one with the... I only got a quick flash of it on Sky Sports. I think it was a bit one-on-one with the goalkeeper and then went to put the ball round him that way. I might be wrong, but I'm sure that's what happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be good for him.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, let's hope that he does well and carries on, or improves on the form, but carries on building off that, off the back of that goal. Danny, what did you make of Lucas Perez? Because obviously he got the start tonight, and I thought it was the sort of game that was a really good game to get him involved in. You know, a game that little pressure. Just go out there and play. Played in his favourite position against, let's be honest, weaker opposition. And he obviously got his penalty, which was great. And then he scored, from what I've been told, was a very, very good goal. So do you think that's going to help him in his progression as a new Arsenal player?
Yeah, definitely. The most important thing is for a player to score goals. And he's played two Premier League games, started one and came on as a sub in the other one. Has he played in international games for us? No. What's that thing that means? Unused sub, yeah. So that was only his second start. So two starts, two goals. Not too bad. He was 28 about 10 days ago, wasn't he? So yeah, it's nice for him to get a goal. It's going to do him well. It's going to give him confidence. And I think with Giroud being in Wenger's bad books, I don't know how long that's going to last. It's not. He hasn't got an injury, has he? He's just been told off for being a twat and getting sent off.
Definitely.
Yeah, so I think Lucas isn't going to start against Chelsea, is he? He's going to be a sub player. I don't think he was brought to the club and told anything other than you were going to be an occasional striker, a bench player. You're not going to come in here and take over Giroud unless you're going to come in when you do get your chances. And if you do score two goals in two games like he is, then you carry on doing that through the season, he might make that place his own. But I think we won't see him start against Chelsea on, was it Saturday? Saturday night?
Saturday
evening, 5:30, isn't it? Yeah, so I think Giroud will start, but it's very good. This is what we've needed for seasons. Someone to come in, play in the same position as Giroud does and score goals and put pressure on Giroud. And I also think it was really nice and really good the way that he scored his goal, because one was a penalty and that was well taken. But he was went out on the left-hand side, went round the defender and then come in and then barged the player out of the way. I mean, the defender barged him and they barged against each other and he didn't fall over. It didn't put him off of his stride and he put the ball away. And I think sometimes that's what's missing when Giroud isn't available. So he is very similar to Giroud. I just think he's left-footed and Giroud's right-footed, isn't he?
I believe he is. Yeah, I believe he is.
We've got more left-footed players at the club than any other club in the history of football.
Yeah, agreed. Carl, I'll give you your thoughts on Alexis as well. On Lucas Perez. They're all Spanish-ish, Chilean, same thing. No, what do you make of Lucas Perez? I mean, as I said to Danny there, obviously he's got his opportunity tonight. He's had the chance to get the start, and he's taken it, hasn't he? He can't do any more than that. And like Danny said, the second goal in particular, having that physical ability. I mean, you remember Jose Reyes, it took him, 9 months, really, to be fully up to speed. And by the time he got up to speed, he was gone. So it's good to see Perez mixing it on the physical side as well.
Definitely. You know, when like players come from Spain, and Spain's not the most physical of leagues, you tend to get people that, you know, as soon as you hit them, they fall on the floor. And he wasn't like that. He was mixing it up, and it was brilliant. Because especially a team that's out of the Premiership, you know, they get this thing where they want to rough us up. And usually, you know, we sort of fall for it. But today we sort of didn't. And Perez, I think today, mixed up well. You know, he's physical. He was battling. And I really, really liked that. He weren't throwing himself on the floor. It's almost like he wanted a bit of a sort of fight. And I like that. I really, really do like that. It's really, really good. I think he took his goals. He took his second goal really, really well. The penalty, I'm sure we'll talk about in a minute. But he took his goals really, really well. He was getting roughed up by the defenders and he weren't sort of afraid to rough them back up, which I think was really, really good.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, these sort of games are the kind of games that you get your start, and hopefully he can continue this this form when he's called upon, because that's what you want. Danny, I just want to touch on a couple of the younger players, particularly Chuba Akpom. Yes, that's Akpom. Yes, that's the one. And also the Jeff Rayleigh Adelaide, who got to start the number 10 role tonight. Do you, obviously, Chuba was playing wide left, which is a little bit of a different one for him today, but he did a good job from what I can gather. Mm. And Jeff Rayleigh Adelaide, we know there's a lot of talent there. big things are expected of him. He played in that number 10 role. Do you think that's kind of a glimpse into the future of players in those positions? Or, again, is it just sort of a let's see how they progress before we start saying that they're future players?
Well, as we've seen from when in the recent games when Sanchez has been playing up front, and if the number 10, Ozil, always plays in the number 10, but you have the striker, the two forwards, the wide forwards, all three of those swap around. Like we see Theo go up front. So I think seeing Akpom play in the role that Iwobi has been, touch your face, has been playing, you've put me off there, that Iwobi's been playing, that any of these players could go anywhere. Sometimes you would see the Ox coming straight through the middle, and the Jeff wasn't really doing the Ozil role, although it does say here that he played in the 10 role. All three of those players were moving all over the place. And like I said earlier, Elneny was out on the right-hand side, the far right-hand side at some point. Xhaka was coming through the middle. I think all five of those players, the front three, behind Lucas and the other two, the central midfielders, all five of those were just into swapping around all over the place. And I think that made it hard for the likes of Lansbury, who should have had at least three yellow cards. And Bentner got a bit annoyed, and he could have maybe had two yellow cards. I think it really made, they ran them riot because they had so much pace. There was one player playing for Forest who is the Hildiberto Pereira. He reminded me of a young Glenn Helder. 900 mile an hour in a straight line, then nothing. Yeah, so he was interesting to see. And I think they realised after his second or third run, Gibbs just said, just let him run at me because I'll just move out of the way. He'll run into the stand because I think we did at one point he did do a little bit of a cross and then he gave it to Bentner and Bentner tried to lay it off for somebody else. But most of the time, Gibbs just went, well, everybody stand to one side. Thump, there he goes. Right, throw in, goal kick, one or the other. So there wasn't any real pressure from them. I think our midfield five, those all mixing together, It was at times it was hard to see who was playing where. So I always say that just because it says on here like Soccerway, those three players there, those two players there, that's not the way Arsenal really plays. All the players are free to go everywhere. But Akpom did look pretty good on going wide. I think he put a couple of crosses in. He looked lively, and
he won us a penalty as well.
Hey,
he won us a penalty as well.
Yeah. With I know you're going to move on to the penalty in a minute, Chris. So I'll stop there.
Well, yeah, I also want to just stop there and just say that Sami Nasri has just got an assist for Sevilla.
He
still is a lesbian, and he still is a cunt. I can confirm both. But, yeah, lovely little ball in and a header from, I think that's Kolasinac. No, it's not. It's someone. It's a bloke for Sevilla, and he got a goal.
Someone.
So well done him.
There you go. You don't get that on Match Today.
Some bloke scored, and it hit the net, and there's a goal, and they're winning. It was actually Gabriel Mercado. There you go. Anyway, running updates as we go. Let's talk about the goals then. So, Carl, 1-0 up. I presume you've seen these goals because, again, I apologise, but I haven't yet, so I will catch up.
Later, isn't it?
Granit Xhaka's goal was almost a carbon copy of the goal on Saturday.
Differently. I heard the keeper made an absolute cockwomble of it.
Well, yes, the keeper should have saved it, but it was still a brilliant 30-yard screamer, and that's all we care about. I don't really care. It was some good passing in the middle. The ball came to Xhaka. He ran a little bit, looked up, saw, just had sights on the goal. Shock it. I'll be honest, yes. If one of our keepers had made a mistake like that, I would have been spitting feathers. But he hit it brilliantly. The keeper should have saved it, if I'm really honest. But still, just brilliant to see a player of ours taking a chance and a shot from outside the box. I'm sure Arsene Wenger will beat that out of him very, very soon. But he is just... nice to see. See, that's what happens when you take chances. You know, you just never know. You don't always have to walk the ball into the box, to the goal. Sometimes when you take a shot, things like that happen. So I'm not saying that every single player should take shots from outside the box because we've got some players that would never happen for. But Xhaka seems to have an eye for a goal outside the box. His long range shooting seems to be very good. And when you take chances, you know, things like that happen.
It does make me laugh, you know, when people say, and I know it's a running joke, when people say, you know, oh, Arsene Wenger doesn't like players shooting from distance, blah, 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 like they sit at the training ground and watch the players. The thing is, the thing that makes mockery to me of that argument is Arsene Wenger would clearly have watched Granit Xhaka before he signed him, and he would clearly have known that he possesses a long-range shot. He would clearly have known that he possesses the ability to strike from distance. So I don't genuinely buy into that argument of, you know, that he would stop him from doing so. Don't get me wrong, I'm sure he prefers a goal that is beautifully created, a thing of beauty. I get that, but to say that he actively bans players from shooting from distance is nonsense. So, we'll move on from that, in my opinion. But, Danny, obviously comfortable-ish at 1-0. You couldn't be too comfortable. And then we got the penalty. So we've already explained that Tchouba Akpom got the decision for us and tucked away by Perez. We haven't had the best penalty record of late, in general, other than Santi, of course. Nice to see him have the confidence to step up and knock it away.
Yeah, certainly was. We were talking the other night. I didn't realise that. Is it Michael Mancini? Yeah, Michael used to be. He was a bit of a prospect at Chelsea. Then he went out to play in Germany for 3 seasons, and we had a look, and he played 30 England under 21 caps, and that's got to be approaching the record. I think the record was some bloke who was Nick Pickering or something like that, Coventry, who ended up with nearly 40 of them. And we were talking last night when we were sorting out stuff for your show. Yeah, that it's surprised that he's still there and he hasn't really moved on, because I think he's in his late 20s now. But Chupa Chupa went round the this player played at the right side of the defensive two, and then Chupa Chupa went round the outside left of him, and then he had no choice but to I think he expected him to cut inwards and to the right, but he didn't. He went round him on the left hand side, and then when he tripped him up, it almost looked like a clown kind of falling over, like where he really exaggerated the penalty. And I remember thinking, oh, is he going to get away with that? And then and you see it again, and it really did take him out. It almost like he went down on one knee, Mancini, and went down on one knee and then tried to put him over his knee and smack his bum. And so, yeah, we've got the penalty. It's really nice for Lucas as well. I was hoping that Lucas would pick the ball up and go and take the penalty, because it's really important for a player to get off the mark and to get the monkey off of his back and score that first goal, then quickly followed by the second one. But it would have been... I was thinking earlier when I was listening to those three podcasts, did anyone explain why Sanchez took the penalty at the weekend and not Santi?
The manager said that he was not happy about it. I don't know if you saw his comments did you see these, Carl?
I've seen Xhaka's goal. I haven't seen the rest of them yet.
I think Sanchez just grabbed the ball, and I think Santi didn't really put up much of a fight to get in front of him.
Can't have that.
Arsene said that he would speak to the players about it. Yeah,
there's
he said he speaks to the players about
order,
it.
Isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. No, well, yeah. Arsene Wenger basically said Santi, because it's our penalty taker. So
unless someone's on a hat trick and it's near the end of the game, then you know we can let Peter Petacek have a go at penalty if we want. But when it was an important part of the game, anyway, that's last week's game, and I was just wondering why it happened. Go on.
Yeah, I believe that's why. But no, good for Perez and Carl. Moving on to the second goal that Lucas Perez got. We've touched on it briefly, but, again, just sort of confidence. Do you think maybe the confidence came from that penalty, you know, the ability that he had the sort of faith in himself to try something and, you know, make that run, use his physical skill and size to sort of get away from the defender? And, you know, a player maybe feeling his way into a game might not have done that previously. So it's good to see him have that confidence, isn't it?
Yeah, I think once you get your first goal, you know, you're not so anxious to score again, because you think, I've got my first goal. Had it been his first chance, maybe he would have tried something different. But sort of, I think it was brilliant work from him. You know, he was strong. Like I said, when players come from different leagues, sometimes it's not as physical as the Premier League. They have a tendency to kind of fall over easy. You know, it happens. But it was brilliant for him. He won the ball, rounded the keeper, and sort of slotted it home. And I think it was really, really good work from him. It's nice to see someone so physical. You know, I know we've got Giroud, but it's nice to see someone so physical with pace as well. I mean, you know, Giroud can be physical, but then, you know, he can sort of throw his toys at his pram and fall over quite easily. And he hasn't got that pace. But whereas it seems like Lucas has, and he's got that sort of almost like a little nasty element to him, which is a good one. You're not like that idiot that plays for Chelsea. He's just nasty anyway. Lucas has got like a little nasty streak to him with, where he can mix up. He's not about just to fall on the floor and anything like that. So I think what he done for the second goal was brilliant. You know, got the ball, won it well, ran the keeper, started it home. And I think that's a brilliant confidence boost for him.
Yeah, agreed. It'd be a good way to get himself nicely settled and acclimatised. And Danny, just to wrap it up, as you said, Oxlade-Chamberlain getting the late fourth when the game was dead and buried, really. Similar question to what I asked Carl earlier, really. Just however good or bad a game he had, getting on the score sheet, potentially a springboard to see the Ox that we all hope to see each week.
True. He has a horrendous games to goal ratio when you look at the Wikipedia stats, but it doesn't tell you how many of those games he came on as a substitute or he came off early. Another important thing about that goal was a lovely assist by Lucas Perez. Oh, they're showing the goals on Sky Sports now. I might get to see it in better detail. Oh, it's just showing the Apcon one. Yeah, he dragged him down. It was a disgrace. So, yes, it's nice for Perez to have two goals and an assist. The Ox might play with a little less monkey on his back again. All these monkeys on people's backs. Yeah, I'm just looking at the
Perez goal.
Yeah, that's very good. Yes, like I was just saying, it's nice to have a player just going to shrug it off and carry on going and not let someone push him over, because we had far too much of that in recent years. Yes. Oh yeah, the Ox ran from the outside of the box, cut in to pass two players and then put it underneath the goalkeeper. I mean, it's not the fact that he's just scored the goal, it's the fact that he scored a good goal, and you see him celebrating afterwards. So,
the movement is what I like about that goal from Ox. The movement from in to out, it's a clever run, isn't it?
Rather than just going, doing a Theo and running to the touchline and then going, what do I do now? I'll give it away.
No, we're having an amnesty on Theo bashing.
Two goals this season. Yes, good man. Come on, Theo. That,
credit where credit's due. You know, yes. I'm not saying he's Ronaldo, Messi, and Griezmann rolled into one. But you know, he's put in a bit of a shift this year. So that's credit where credit's due.
Like I said, every player with me starts with a clean sheet this season, apart from Snow goals. If anyone's seen Snow goals, can you tell him we miss him?
Yes, absolutely. And I also want to give a shout out to @SettiCats, who's William Radar Ears, which is the greatest name on Twitter, by the way. He's just sent me Shaka's goal, and he says another screamer, this time against Forest. So just having a little look here. He's just twatted it. That's absolutely abysmal goalkeeping.
Rude.
I'm sorry. I mean, fair play.
What are you talking
fair
about?
Fair play for... the Shaka goal.
Oh, well, yes, it is abysmal.
You can't get a save, definitely.
If my keeper does that on Sunday, I will chop his hands off. I mean, that is abysmal. Anyway.
Rudy's just said that De Boichi was back in training today, and he thinks that Sonogo is dead.
Yes. Actually, no, Sonogo cleans my car that I don't own.
Do you pay him? I bet you don't, do you?
No, I don't know. I don't even own a car.
I know, I'm just going along with it. You don't even have a licence, you big minge.
No.
Grown man with a licence.
I do. I have a provisional licence. It's out of date by 8 years now, but it's fine.
I have three cars, by the way. Three.
Yeah, well, that's just greedy, isn't it?
It is greedy.
And ultimately, you've got more money than sense.
They're all German.
They're all German. Well, anyway, football. It's a decent result. It's a decent confidence booster. 8 goals in a week. You can't sniff at that, can you? I mean, I can because I feel like donkey poo. But it's decent. You know, 4 goals in a week is a good return, and it's a good confidence boost for the youngsters. I think I'm right in saying, is the draw tomorrow? I think the draw's tomorrow.
It's usually after the second games. Yeah.
So who do we want then? If we have the opportunity, who do we want?
Anyone at home. I don't really care. You know, as long as it's a home game. If not a home game, then I hope it's a lower league club away, because I like Nottingham Forest is an old ground, you know, like Arsenal get the whole end of the standards. I love games like that.
Yeah.
But barring that, I want anyone at home.
Yeah, I looking at the teams, I see Norwich have dumped Everton out. That's a good result, isn't it? I don't know what
Maceby scored, didn't he?
Yeah, I saw that.
Everton
fans
give him a red. Actually, we've got an Everton fan in the chat window, Dean Stanley, mate of mine. He's
cool.
Yeah, okay. And Naismith got a round of applause. In fact, Dean wants to come on when we do the Everton game. He said this he could last season. He didn't turn up. He clocked a death and
Can't get the staff. He's more than welcome. I'll have him on. So he's good. That's fine.
He's a cheeky monkey. I'm just looking at this. Yeah, just looking at some of the.
From Mackinac for Preston.
I don't want Liverpool, and I don't want Chelsea, because they are.
Seriously. I don't want Liverpool because I don't know what we might catch if we got there.
Especially with you, with your Ebola.
I fucking hate Liverpool. I really hate Newcastle.
But we've still got teams like Accrington Stanley are still in it, and
West Ham they got to, haven't they?
They got West Ham tomorrow. Northampton, once they've knocked out Man United, that'd be an interesting one. But like Carl says, as long as it's at home. And then we've got a really good chance. It's just really nice that we have a second game in the League Cup for our youth players to actually, what do you refer to them as, youth or reserve or under 23? Under 23 is probably better for them to get a second game. And that's really important for them because last season didn't ruin their career, but it stunted their growth as players by half of them only playing one game against Sheffield Wednesday and getting murdered, and then that was it. And then you expect a team like Arsenal to at least make the semi-finals and all those players to get 3, 4, 5 games possibly. And if we don't do that, then that's just really annoying.
I've got a question. Yeah. If let's say we did make it to the semi-final or the final, would you bring the first team in or would you use the players that got us there?
Use the players that got us there.
Depends on whether we've been knocked out of the Champions League yet or not.
I think if you're going to put faith in them, you put faith in them all the way. I wouldn't mind a mixture, like when we did it the last time we got to the final with Chelsea and we played a bit of a mixture of team. You know, I like a strong spine in the team, but no, I think you play some of the... Because at the end of the day, you need to know if they've got it in them. Look at that team that we took.
That one?
Do you remember the team that... Yeah, the Chelsea. I was there as well.
The last one was Birmingham.
That's it. Yeah, the Birmingham game. Do you remember that was the game that we realised that Chesney was broken and Koscielny was broken and everyone was just broken, weren't they, after that game? And we realised that maybe this team couldn't win anything. And it was kind of the end of that era, wasn't it? The end of that group of players. Mm. So, you know, I think you have to test the willpower of these players and you have to say, look, we've got trust in you. You've got us here. You know, you play. So, no, I'm all for it. I think if you... Depending on the draws you get, I think you've got to play the team you know that you've got you there.
I mean, the stronger the team you play is dependent. I think if we got, say, like a Norwich at home or like a Leeds at home, then I think you'd see more younger players. But then again, if we got a big team at home, I don't think we put that much faith in the youngsters. I think we play sort of more of a team that we play today.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd say I'm open to a bit of a mix and match, but no, I think you've got to keep faith with what got you there. Okay, what else can we talk about? We'll take some questions in a minute. As I said, it is going to be a shorter show tonight because I need my bed. I'm not going to lie. Sorry, I know a big fanny, as Don would say, but I feel a bit rough. Bless me. Should we just take some questions now? I mean, I don't think there's. Oh, I suppose we should just have a quick Bentner watch, as Danny would say. Mm. The Lord Danny, he was back in, you know, famous cut. I don't know if you had the interview with Radio 5 that he gave. It was quite amusing. It's quite laid back and quite fun, really. He was his usual jovial self, but. Yeah, he's 28 now. Do you think he's still got some kind of career at Nottingham Forest, or, you know, do we write him off now? Danny?
Exactly.
Yeah, I was just muted because I got a text message. We were saying before the game started, before we started the show, you were asking us what we thought to him. I said Bentner was really impressive for the first half hour. Now, this is his first start. He did come on last the weekend in the aisle at Costa's laying down, holding his face. Ugly prick. I hope Xhaka kills him at the weekend. It's even worth Xhaka getting sent off if he elbows him straight in the face.
He did today, didn't he? what's his name? Might as well Zangief from Street Fighter, the Leicester defender.
Wes Lowski, yeah.
Yeah, he elbowed him in the face and got a straight red.
Yeah, that's what must have been what I'm just looking at now. Yeah, I saw him go down old in his face. Bentner played at the weekend. He came on as a sub and they lost 2-1 at home to Norwich. And then it's his first start and they made a big deal about it. And he looked really good for the first half hour. He definitely looked like the best player on their team by quite some way. Henry Lansbury, who we all had big hopes for when he was at Arsenal, ended up doing nothing all night and should have had a few yellow cards, at least more than one at least. He should have definitely been sent off. Definitely. But Bentner, yeah, he did a couple of decent things. He was out on the right-hand side of the box and then he placed a pass all the way through to just pass the centre spot for someone else and they put it wide and he was getting stuck in with the tackles like he usually does. And I think you give him three or four games and then he's going to be doing really well for them. And I was saying when we were talking last night that Nottingham Forest are one of the teams I'd love to see back in the Premier League, because for me, growing up, Nottingham Forest were always one of the best Premier League teams. And it's just a bit sad that Brian Clough in his last season then there took them down. And I think they may have popped back up once since then. I'm not sure. But yeah, they're a good team, good place. And as the offspring is off to university there in 1 year's time, never know if we go then I'm going to start going to games again. Might even go out there and we can all go and find her and beat her up. I don't know where that was going. I'm just thinking out loud again. You watch him go this season. After he's played three or four games, you watch him go and he'll be top goal scorer with them quite easily. And hopefully he'll, that's where I was going, hopefully he'll help them to promotion, because I'd love to see Forest back in the Premier League. But Leeds, never back in the Premier League. Piss off.
I'm glad you kept talking, because I was just having a sneezing fit there.
I wasn't talking. I have this...
You're just waffling.
The people of ABW is pointed out quite a few times that what I tend to talk out loud while I'm thinking, and I'm telling you what I'm thinking without even knowing I'm doing it.
Indeed you do.
Dom says
I've
got issues.
Oh, dear. Bloody hell, Chris, saw you were sick this past week. Thanks, Alonso. I feel your pain. Get well soon, Alonso, if you're not well already. Basically, when I get colds like this, it essentially means winter is a-coming, people. So I warned you.
You should have heard him last night when we were sorting out the Football Hipster SoundCloud account, and it was me, him and John, and he's just sneezing continuously. Like, when I'm ill, two or three sneezes at a time, and that's it. I'm done for another 2 hours. But it was like every 10 seconds. Oh, it's awful.
I was a mess. I was a crippling mess.
Oh, no, it's awful.
Lemsipon honey.
Anyway. Yeah, I think that's the way forward, mate. Either that or several lives of cocaine, one of the two. Don't do drugs.
Yeah, like you're going to do that. No. You just sell it and buy yourself some beard oil.
I don't drink or do drugs. I'm a weird person like that, but still. Yeah. Look, Mr. Hollick's in the chat. Good evening, Mr. Hollick.
He is white. I can now make him a moderator.
Because... I hope he's on a pod soon. I've missed his dulcet tones. It's been too long. So make that happen, Danny. Make that happen. I think he's on Thursday, isn't he?
David is now a moderator. Whenever I see any of ABW on there, I do it. I'm just going to go and have a look through what Gimli has posted earlier. It is going to be Gimli, me, Raj, Kate and Simon. So I think it's going to be the week after that David's going to be on. Oh, but I think he's away at the cricket.
He is. Yes, you're right. He's at the Oval this week, I think. Yeah, good stuff. Okay, well... Good. So I'm glad he'll be back soon. That's good news.
He is wise beyond his ears.
He is. He's a wise owl, that man, and a gentleman to boot. Right. Not literally to boot him. That would be wrong. he's waving. That he said waving him on Thursday week.
Oh, there you go.
Right. Should we do some questions and see what people have got to say?
I've put a couple in the our chat box. You see them both from Twitter.
I see them both from Twitter.
Wonderful Ellis, whose birthday was the other day, the same day as our very own Mr. Patel, Mr. Fatty Fatty Raj with Pizza Boy.
It was Raj's 63rd birthday, I think, wasn't it?
It was his 50th again. He ate himself into a coma. He had pizza with profit rolls on it.
Oh, God. Just wrong. No, he does. He only has Ferrero Rocher cakes made out of pure gold, I believe, as well. So, good old reverend. Right,
people put
so,
their questions in the chat box. I will cut them and paste them and give them to Chris.
Yes, please put them in the chat.
It's
thank
gone
you,
weird.
Gents. The question from Ellison, I'm going to ask Carl because he saw more of the game and it would be a fair reflection than I can give. Carl, Ellis wants to know which youngster on the show impressed you most. Sorry, he wants to know from the show tonight which youngster impressed most and why.
Akpom, I thought you'd done really well today. Also, Rob Holding, both of them too. Definitely. Akpom, because he's a striker and he played on the left today. But he was running up and down, I think. I think he was putting himself about. He won us a penalty. So You know, sometimes when you're not playing in your correct position, you tend not to play so well. But I thought today he was sort of up and down. And Rob Holding, he was just solid. I really do think that's a really good buy from Arsene Wenger. I know when he first came in, everyone was like, because of his price tag, and it was, and because of, you know, if you play for a club that gets relegated, you tend not to really rate that player. But I think he done really well today. He was solid. He picked up a booking. But apart from that, I think he was really solid. And I really do think 2-3 years, hopefully he doesn't go the route of Chambers. Mm. Yeah. Hopefully, because when Chambers first came in, we thought the same thing, innit? We thought, oh, he's a world beater, he's going to be brilliant. But hopefully, if he stays on the sort of path that he's on now, I genuinely think he's going to be brilliant.
I would agree. Good shout. Robert Bo Wilkins. If Chelsea and Arsenal make it to the final, which of the current squad would you most like to kick John Terry unconscious? Steve Bold, because he'd finish the job. Absolutely, 100%. Shaka would as well. Well, I'd like to see is Steve Bold curb stomping him, whilst Shaka kicked him repeatedly in the testicles until they were just stubs. And then I'd like to see, who'd I like to see? Sonogo piss in his mouth at the same time. I think that would be the only way that we could logically say that that's a fair destruction of John Terry. Personally, I don't know if you listened to the Ask Cast Extra this week. They had a question come in, and it was about Harry Kane. I don't know if you saw this, but he was sucking his thumb as he came off injured at the weekend because he is, in fact, I don't know if this is a newsflash.
He had a bag of MDMA, apparently.
Yeah, well, but the man, this might be a newsflash to you all, but the man is an utter mong. And yeah, apparently he was caught on camera sort of sucking his thumb. And the question that Andrew and James got given was, what would you rather do, suck John Terry's big toe or Harry Kane's thumb? And I must admit that just the image of both was just like, oh, God. So I think the only fair way for John Terry's destruction is a combo of Xhaka, Bold and Sonogo. I think that is the only way that we can finally be rid of him. I appreciate I've taken the tone down there, but it's John Terry. So anybody else got any players they'd like to see? Xhaka, obviously, for you, Carl. Danny, have you got a player you'd particularly like to see kick John Terry in the head? Maybe just bring back Diaby to do it.
No, I'm quite confident that Xhaka would be able to do it and get away with it. Maybe get a retrospective ban, but that's okay. A little slight elbow in the face. Maybe take out Cesc at the same time.
I'll do that.
Okay. Well, fair enough. Well, maybe we could just form a queue and they could all just have a go each. Maybe that's the only fair way. Anyway, back to the real world. Here's another question coming in then. What's this one? From Alonso again. Which out of the four, Gibbs, Elneny, Xhaka or Perez, start against Chelsea? That's a good question. That, Carl, who do you think, if any?
None of them. I don't think any of them start. I think Monreal comes straight back in. I think the Santi-Cock axis will remain. And unfortunately, I think Alexis will start up front again. Because I don't really... I hate Alexis being up front, but I think he remains up front.
Completely agree. Yeah, completely agree. I think that's exactly what we'll see. So, I'm with you on that one. Let's find a question for Danny, shall we? Danny, you can have this next one. Tejsawi Rayo. Jeff Rennett, Adelaide. First team ready or not?
No, definitely not. He was okay. He showed little flashes of inspiration and quality tonight, but he is nowhere near ready. Our under 20, because it's changed now. We used to have under 18 and under 21 youth teams. Now they've changed it. They called it Premier League 2, Division 1 and Division 2. So we played them a couple of days ago, and Dean, who's in the chat window, was ribbing me because we lost 5-0 at home to Everton. Now, that might have been because a lot of our players that should have been playing were playing tonight or in the squad for tonight, but we are bottom of the under 23 league, and I think a lot of those players need to play a lot more games. But I think quite a few of our under 23s have been travelling with the first team squad, but then they don't get games. But where they do need to be getting games is for the under 23s. So I think you give him the rest of this, at least until maybe Christmas, a little bit more, give him a good run in the under 23s, and then maybe the League Cup games. I think that'll make the world a difference to him. We also haven't mentioned that Zelalem
No.
He came on for the last 4 or 5 minutes, and it was nice to see. But he's the hype and the fire surrounding him has died down a little bit. But he's another. Oh, I've got the hiccups. He's another one that is really interesting. It's nice to see. You know, Noma, who's sent us quite a few questions to the main podcast. She's in the chat window. Norma OTT. I thought I recognised that. Yeah, she has sent us some really good questions over the last few weeks.
She has, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, really good. Her and Mark Blundell are two regular good questioners, I find.
It's good to get more women involved with ABW stuff. Absolutely. There's not enough of them.
Well, I mean, yeah, I think that now Dom's back. That's a good start.
That's why they're only here for Dom.
That's what it is. Although we have some news about a returning face on Saturday, so I'll come on to that in a second before we go. Okay, let's do a couple more and then we'll disappear into the night. Jackosaurus, great name. Would Cesc and Nasri have stayed? This is a good question, actually. Would Cesc and Nasri have stayed if we'd have won the League Cup in 2011? Interesting scenario. Can I answer that one? I suppose I can, can't I? It's my show. I think they would have, you know. I really do, because I really got the feeling that team sort of broke apart. That was almost like a part where Arsene Wenger went, you know what, we can't keep on with these players. We can't keep on thinking these players will come good.
Would you like the starting 11?
Yeah, I can try and name it for you, actually.
Oh, go on, you do it.
Well, Chesney was in goal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think Gibbs was left back.
Nope.
No, interesting. Okay, Clichy, sorry, was left back, wasn't he?
He was on the bench.
Right back would have been... Oh, no, that's tough. You might have to tell me that one.
Sanya. Or Sagna, as I said, for most of his Arsenal career.
I remember Koscielny was the centre-back, I'm sure he was playing with... what's his face? Silvestre?
No.
Was he not? Who was his partner that day?
The Swiss defensive wonder, the second
Sandros.
One.
Giroud. Yeah, of course it was. Yeah. Johan Giroud. Yes, okay.
Yes.
I know Van Persie was in that side, Nasri's in that side, Fabregas is in that side.
No.
Was he not?
Fabregas was got injured, didn't he, just before the final?
Oh, yes, he did. Yeah. Yes, he did.
Which is what we think, right. Which is why I blame for us not winning it. Yeah. Yeah, he had a late fitness test and failed it. Didn't even make the bench.
I mean, the biggest memory I can remember of that game was that goal that Chesney and...
Koscielny.
Koscielny, yeah, that was the game when that was the goal, and I just
remember Martin's goal when they tripped over it.
And I remember Jack Wilshere being in tears at the end and standing on the pitch wearing the number 19 shirt.
Yeah.
Did Van Persie get injured in this goal? Like, I do remember the goal.
Yes, I think he did. In fact, wasn't our midfield, wasn't Arshavin and Rosicki and what's the clown who went about? Song, wasn't he in our midfield that day as well?
Song was, but it was Nasri played in the Ozil, Arshavin left, Rosicki right, and Wilshere and Song in the centre of midfield.
Oh, wow. And did we have Shabak and Bentner in that squad as well?
Yeah, they both come on as subs.
Oh.
And legends like Danielsson, Squillaci, and Ibouwe were all on the bench with Almunia.
Squillaci, that's who I thought was Koz's partner.
Chesney was number 53. That's how long ago it was.
Yeah, absolutely. And was that in the days Bentner wore 52 as well? I think it probably was.
Yeah, it was,
Unbelievable. Well, I mean, it's a really good question, that, because it just makes you wonder what could have been. So. Yeah, I do genuinely think that squad would have stayed together maybe one more season, maybe not. But I do think that was a sticking point, a breaking point for some of those players who needed to move on to freshen up again. So good question, that. Let's give the honour of the last question to our very own bearded wonder, shall we, Mr. Welsh, my podcasting husband. Danny, you can have this one. In fact, you can both have this one briefly.
Carl, go first.
Alrighty, so is Ox now in danger of losing his place on the bench after the first 11 spot for another poor performance tonight despite his late goal? Bear in mind, Carl, we've got Aaron Ramsey coming back, and we've got, who else have we got who's not been in the squad tonight? Well, loads of players really, but Ramsey's probably the big one who's going to take his place potentially, and the boss seems to like playing Theo this season, so... What do you reckon to John's question there?
No, because Arsene Wenger doesn't like to drop players, does he? Like, it takes a monumental thing for him to drop. He should have been dropped ages ago. To be honest, he should have been sold, and we maybe should have kept Campbell. I don't know, because if you look at Ramsey is in a middle midfielder, whereas Ox is more of a wide player. So I don't think, unless he's going to commit to playing Sanchez in his correct position, I don't, because I know he likes Iwobi at the moment, but I don't think he gets dropped out of this team, or at least out of the bench, just because of the options that he can give you. If he doesn't play there, then who? I understand. Plus, Giroud, I don't know what Giroud's done. Obviously, Giroud's been a prick with Arsene Wenger, and obviously Arsene Wenger doesn't like him at the moment. He's not injured, like Danny said. He really isn't. He's just sort of sitting on a naughty step at the moment. But I can't see Arsene Wenger dropping Ox. I just don't. I don't know. I just don't think he will.
I agree. Danny, wrap us up.
Yeah. No, Noma's Norma. Is it no? In Twitter, it's Noma, but here it's Norma. She says, sold, nah, loan him. I think he needs a run of games. I think she's right, just like Jack. And didn't Ross say there was rumours of him going back to Southampton for the season?
I think there was talk of it, yeah. Excuse me.
you carry on sneezing. I think Carl's got a very good point. He doesn't like to drop players, but the one thing that... It's weird that he likes to have players, the midfielders, that can play in all the positions, whether it's Walcott can play right, he can play as a striker. Like we were saying earlier about Liverpool, they want all the players to play in all the positions. Sanchez can play left, right, striker, he could probably play in the 10. And that's the only thing, one of many things that I think he has got going for him, is that the Ox has got going for him, is the fact that he can easily play left wing, right wing, he can play in the 10, he can play further in central midfield, he can probably even play as a striker. I mean, he's got the pace to do it. He's got an eye for goal. So I think that the fact that he's got such adaptability for so many positions, I think personally I'd never not have him on the bench, because you've got other players coming on. Santi, he can only really play in one position at the moment, can't he? Yeah, a push, he could probably play in the Ozil role, but at the moment the only position he hasn't got the legs to play wide. He can't play forward. He's never been able to play that. And yes, he's only got the centre run. Xhaka, and he can only play in the centre, whether it's attacking or defending, he can do them both. I think, actually, would Xhaka be any good as a 10? Here I go, I'm just talking out loud as my brain is thinking while I'm watching Klopp, saying, wonderful, I love you, Mr. Klopp. Oh, just imagine if he'd have been Arsenal manager. yes. And, so we've got so many players. But Ramsey, I don't want to see Ramsey playing on the right. Walcott is making the right-hand side his own now, which is important for him and important for everybody, so that side is sorted out. Iwobi playing left a lot is good, because he's carrying on from last season, his progression as a player. He got a decent assist. Has he scored at least one goal this season, or was it taken off of him?
I think it's taken off, isn't it?
Oh, that's crying against humanity. Hold on, Rudy's just put something in here. He's several years that have come. Oh, he said something about George Bird, and then he's put something with an umlaut in it. And I don't know what that means. Has said for several years that APCOM is the best on the left wing, can make use of his dribbling and less pressure on him to score. So that means we've got about 8 players now that can all play on the left-hand side. We've got so many left-footed players. But it's rather, I'd rather have too many than not enough. But no, to answer your question, if you finish sneezing, no, I wouldn't drop him to... I'd leave him on the bench. He's not a starter, but he's so versatile, I'd have him on the bench all the time.
Fairy snuff. I think I've just about stopped sneezing. Jesus, what a mess. Okay, right. We're going to wrap it up there then before I fall apart from the outside inwards. Yeah, one or the other. Thank you for being patient with us this evening and for being patient with me snotting and dribbling everywhere. We will be back on Saturday after the Chelsea game. And Danny, you'll be back with me again. Double trouble for you.
He conned me into it last night as John laughed and went, I've got two shows in a row off. He'd easily be happening.
Well, there's a good reason for you to be on, because you're going to moderate, because our guests this weekend are Mr. Shredder.
I'll be moderating his ass.
Indeed. And Mr. Jason Davies.
Oh, God, it's going to be a fucking... We better win. If we don't win, the air's going to be blue.
It is going to be a show to end all shows. It's officially a return after a good year hiatus, maybe longer, from Mr. Davies. So you demanded it, and we provided it. We will unleash Welsh justice, and I couldn't think of any better game to do it than against that lot. So I would suggest, if the kids are home, watch this show with earphones in. I would suggest, because it's going to be fun. And I know Mr. Shredder is not the fan of Mr. Costa, so it could be a fun show.
No one is a fan of that prick.
Exactly. So Dally will be moderating like the big show that he is.
Someone's just pointing out Drew's left-footed. He is. I just checked the thingy. I don't know why I thought he was right-footed.
No, I don't know why I did, because now you say it. Yeah, but he is left-footed, isn't he? Anyway,
nothing.
That's why we're here, to make it wrong. Anyway, so we'll be back on Saturday. Any questions or whatnot you've got in advance, then chuck them our way. Do tune in. We should go live just after the final whistle, so give or take 5 or 10 minutes. Keep subscribing. If you click that button down below there, give us a little thumbs up if you like. Danny, we had record thumbs up for the last pod, didn't we?
70 bloody two.
Hey.
Amazing.
So, give us a little thumbs up if you like.
And you're still working on getting Goonaholic to one day come on a radio show.
Oh, I will nab him one day. If I can get Jason on, then I can get
him. Going to get the catch net, and you're going to round him up with the use of spirits and other alcohols.
Damn right. Damn
you're going to lull him in, and then slam the door shut and keep him here.
I'll keep him there forever. And also, just one other quick plug. I am going to do the draw for the Pirates giveaway after ABW Radio on Sunday. And Danny, you don't even know it yet, but you're going to help me do it. So, if you have donated to the Pirates Fund.
We haven't done the ABW one yet, have we?
No, we haven't. That's why I want to get mine out of the way so you can have yours done.
Yeah.
If you have donated to the Pirates draw...
What are you doing?
You've muted yourself.
Tit.
Sorry, I landed on the button.
Probably for the best, really.
Thanks. If you have donated for the Podolski shirt, the Cazorla shirt, or the Rizitsky shirt... And they are all match spec shirts. I believe one of them is even a match worn. In fact, the Podolski shirt was out of the Leicester changing room for 2 seasons ago. So there you go. So if you have donated to us, thank you very much.
If anybody wins any of them, I'll give you 50 quid for each shirt that you win.
Oh, what a bonus. There is still time to donate, by the way, because I won't officially shut the draw until the Saturday. So if you're really desperate to give us some money and enter the draw, then feel free. Just visit our website.
Yeah, Podolski shirt up on your wall.
It is
beautiful.
Imagine
it. It is a thing of beauty.
And it's that proper Puma tight material thing. It is
none of your baggy nonsense.
No. So if you're Danny's size, I wouldn't bother.
I'll get a leg in it. I need all three shirts just to keep me warm.
Conjures up images of that shirt you put over your gear. Anyway, that is it for us for tonight. Thank you very much. I do tune into the podcast on Thursday. Hopefully you won't have any issues this week, Danny, because I know it was a pain in the ass last week.
Sounded all right, though, luckily.
It did. You're a lyrical genius. So you'll be back on Saturday with me, and Carl will be back soon. So thank you very much for your time, gentlemen.
Been a pleasure.
Au revoir.
And as always, thank you to our loyal listeners, because without you, frankly, it would just be three blokes talking bollocks. Well, it kind of is that, but you're still here and we appreciate every single one of you. So keep it Arsenal. Keep it tuned to ABW. Thank you for joining us. And we'll speak to you after we destroy Chelsea. See you soon.
Bye-bye.